My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Saturday morning, the 15th day of June, asking the question, who drank my apple juice?
Huh?
That's from Barbershop. Mm-hmm. And this is a song. We played that.
It's, you know, when I hear that song this time
what's
of year.
What's that?
Family Reunion.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the Family Reunion. That song comes on. And,
everybody.
And an auntie, you notice on the mother's board, she's turned that wig around backwards and show you something. Oh, my goodness. Family, shout out to all the families having family reunions this time of year. You know what happens when you put that song on around your kinfolk.
Anyway, threw that out there. And the top of this 9 o'clock hour, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody over in Tucker.
In Tucker.
Out there on the west side.
Yeah, man. No, it's the east side.
East side, excuse me.
Thank you.
Yeah, why am I thinking west side? That's me. I'm on the west side.
Yeah, well, east side, man.
Two people celebrating birthdays today. Yeah, because I had the barbershop thing in there because these two are celebrating the same. They're born on the same day.
Same day?
Yes. One, a lot of people won't know, but you will know. Cedric Poyline, tennis player, and Ice Cube. Both 55 today.
Oh.
Both 55 today. Courtney Cox turned 60. Doogie Howser, or How I Met Your Mother, Neil Patrick Harris, 51. Mm-hmm. And did you remember this? You ever hear this? This is a joke from church. When at least Reverend Sykes or whoever was, you know, tell it, a joke in church, and he'd walk right up to the line and then come back. And the joke that I remember, and I'm bringing this up for a reason, is he would say something like, y'all know church member Helen. She just came up and brought me a really very nice piece of costume jewelry that somebody must have lost out there. So we want to make sure that you all know about this piece of jewelry. So it is over there. That's where she's sitting. So if you have lost a piece of jewelry, you need to go to hell and hunt for it. That was a church joke, right? And I say that because today is Helen Hunt's birthday.
The Helen Hunt.
The actual Helen Hunt. So that was a church joke for her. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And sitting in the bullpen, ready to talk baseball, and we didn't expect to have him on, but we're always happy to, is Miles Garrett from Fox 5. But before we get into what's going on with these Braves, we also know that you keep an eye and follow what's going on with the Falcons, and they made some news this past week. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, just the news that came down and how that affects anything, or is it just people going to reach in their pockets and pull out a couple checks?
Yeah, good morning, guys, first of all. And second, I think Mike Florio is not having a good morning reacting to all this Falcon stuff. I don't know if anyone was paying attention to that. He was absolutely losing his mind over this Falcons news. But regardless, it was a little bit surprising, honestly, given the fact that, you know, in the weeks leading up to this, Adam Schefter and basically all the in-the-know type reporters in regards to the Falcons were like, yeah, you know, this is probably going to be a pretty serious tampering punishment, especially compared to what the Eagles might get at that time. Now, all these weeks later, we find out the Eagles get no punishment and the Falcons just lose a fifth-round, fourth-round pick. So, you know, it's not that bad of a punishment given the circumstances of getting the quarterback that you need and really, frankly, what you thought you were going to lose at the end of the day. Okay. So I think this is just a slap on the wrist, really, for the Falcons.
And Miles, and listen, I was remiss. I didn't do the breakdown. Could you just take a second, and because you mentioned some of the names of the people reporting it nationally, and what the Falcons were being fined for, and who were those names, and just for those in our audience who don't know.
Yeah, so when it comes to NFL news and all that kind of stuff, usually I take Adam Schefter's word when it comes to that. He was basically the one making all these, not assumptions, but saying reports that, you know, the tampering punishment the Falcons were supposedly going to get for this whole Kirk Cousins thing. And again, for listeners who may not be familiar with the whole situation, Kirk Cousins' introductory press conference was talking about how he had contact with the Falcons trainers the window that you're allowed to basically speak to a team before you actually sign. So Kirk kind of gave it away there a little bit in his press conference. But outside of that, yeah, I mean, Adam Schefter seemed to indicate that it was going to be a serious punishment. If you go back, you know, a couple of years, the NFL does take these types of things very seriously. I mean, you go back to the Miami Dolphins trying to get Tom Brady and Sean Payton together. That cost them a first-round pick. So I think there was a lot of talk, maybe fear, that this was going to happen to Atlanta. I know a lot of Vikings fans seem to think that they were going to maybe swap picks or the Falcons were going to lose a first-round pick and give it to Minnesota. None of that ended up happening. Just losing a fifth-round pick, I think, is an absolute win scenario for the Falcons in a situation like this.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline is one with Miles Garrett. Always great to catch up with him, and he is social. You can always find him at Miles Garrett TV, at Miles Garrett TV. The thing that surprised me is that they included two other players, reportedly. You know, not just Kirk Cousins. I don't know if you were expecting that or not.
Yeah, no, I guess maybe Darnell Mooney was a name that I could have seen on there, just because when we spoke to Darnell Mooney around the same time that Kirk Cousins was signed, he was talking about how, hey, you know, Kirk reached out to me about signing the team, which, again, you don't know exactly what the language is and when and where these conversations were being had, but I know Mooney specifically had mentioned that he had been speaking with Kirk about teaming up to come to Atlanta. So that name didn't really surprise me. Charlie Warner, I think, was a little bit of a surprise, the tight end.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Coming from San Francisco, formerly of the Georgia Bulldogs, but I think that name was...
Oh, we might have lost Miles.
No, wouldn't surprise.
Oh, you broke up, Miles. We lost you. You must have went under a bridge or something. Again, Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, man, how do we fix, unless you got one more Falcons, how do we fix this Braves team? And what's going on with them?
I think you broke up that time. You asking about the Braves?
Yeah, I said, how do we fix this Braves team, man?
Oh, goodness. Well, again, I've said this on the show multiple times. It's a very, very long season. Now, all that being said, this is probably the most concerning stretch we've seen for the Atlanta Braves since probably 2017. So how do you fix it? I think Alex Anthopoulos needs to make multiple moves here before the trade deadline, one of which, obviously, you got to figure out this number five starter at pitcher. But I don't think that's the primary concern for this team. The team's not hitting, which is something I don't think any of us expected to see coming into this season. Obviously, the absence of a guy like Ronald Acuna Jr. is huge, but even when he was in the lineup, he was struggling to hit as well. Now, the last couple of games have been encouraging. You see Austin Riley get the bats going a little bit, but then you lose Michael Harris. He's going on the 10-day disabled list. So there's a lot of things to consider here. I, for one, think the Braves need to go out and get another outfielder, maybe even two. Luis Robert is a guy that I have my eye on as far as a guy that they can potentially get who may not be too difficult to get, if for lack of a better term, comparatively speaking to some of the other names out there, but they got to get the bats going. These guys just aren't hitting right now, and that's what they have to do right now.
The amazing thing is people are now starting to talk about All-Star game and who makes the All-Star team. When the season began, my goodness, you would think half the Braves' starting lineup was going to make it. And now we're talking two, maybe three at the most from the Braves make it to the All-Star team?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think right now Marcell Ozuna is as sure a lock as you're going to get, right? I mean, I think right now Ozuna has probably got some MVP talk going around his name. I think Ohtani and some of those other guys are kind of overshadowing what he's been able to do at the DH position with just all the success he's had. He's leading the National League in home runs.
Can you guys believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's pretty shocking, though, isn't it? I mean, coming into this season, we know what he was able to do really the second half of last year where he kind of turned it on. But as far as being the Braves' number one hitter after what we've seen from this lineup, I don't think anyone really expected that. But here we are. He's the primary all-star candidate for this team, really maybe the only all-star candidate for this team, especially on the offensive side. You know, I'm assuming that Max Fried and maybe some others will probably gain some traction here. But really, as far as the offensive side, he's really the only guy you've had so far. So, you know, they'll take what they can get this year, but I don't think we're going to see the numbers of 7 or 8 like we did last year.
Stay with me on this one, and I want both of you, if you can think of somebody, to chime in here real quick. As we sit here on the day that Wade Boggs is celebrating a birthday, I think about the transition from him from the Red Sox to the Yankees, getting the chip when he was with the Yankees. I don't remember him slumping toward that last little bit of time with the Red Sox, but I guess what I'm asking you is, you guys subscribe to the theory that there's players out there, really good if not great players, who come into a slump, they get traded, they sign with another team, and they have like a rebirth. And I was trying to think of the last time that happened. Can you think of somebody that happened? Because then I'm going to ask you a question about a guy. But when was the last time in your mind that happened? Not necessarily a pitcher, an everyday player that got a kind of a rebirth after going somewhere else, kind of struggling a little bit. I was trying to think of an old Brave. Miles, anyone come to mind for you? And if not,
I mean, Josh Donaldson is the first guy that comes to mind. I know he wasn't a trade deadline guy per se, but I mean, I remember when he came to Atlanta, he really he got a contract after Atlanta that he probably didn't deserve just because of what he did in Atlanta that he wasn't doing prior. So he's the guy that immediately comes to mind. I don't know what you got, Sam.
Okay, no, but Sam.
I'm almost thinking the guy who possibly, you know, who's with this Braves team now and Chris Sale, that some people wondered when he was coming up with what you were going to get, if he was capable of recapturing this type of form. And he's been the stalwart for this pitching staff. Also, Ronaldo Lopez may get some outside consideration for the All-Star team, but he's a guy that I would think about.
Okay, but Chris Sale is a good one, but he's a pitcher, and I don't want to stay off pitcher, but that kind of level of performer at that position. You guys have been talking about, and I agree with you 100%, it's the bats. That's the issue. If I told you there was a bat out there, but you got to take a shot at him, would you do so? And there's a name out there right now, Jose Abreu, former MVP. He just got released.
Yes.
Would you think that that guy could get turned around by Brian Snitker and bring him in and fit him into this lineup? A lineup that, by the way, is fluid, so he doesn't necessarily have to be the number 3 bat or 4 bat or 8 or 9. But I think that he needs a rebirth, and you know he's got the talent. What do you think, Miles?
I mean, again, it all depends on the price, right? I mean, Alex Anthopoulos has become a master at really finding bargain deals of sorts for any of these trade deadline guys or guys in the offseason. Now, I think he would be a very valuable piece of this lineup, especially just because of his veteran presence. I mean, you look back to the guys that he was able to get back in 2021, Jock Peterson, mm-hmm. Jorge Soler, Eddie Rosario, you know, all those, Adam Duvall. You know, these are all veteran guys that he was able to get at relatively discount price. And, you know, I think that's the bottom line, what it's going to come down to, because if history serves, that's what Alex Anthopoulos operates on, is, you know, getting guys for cheap, relatively speaking.
Yeah,
I mean,
the bat that you
did. This farm system is a lot different than what it was back then. This farm system is not as bountiful and plentiful as it used to be. So you're going to have to be a little bit careful about who you're trading right now.
Right, and I agree with you 100%. He's got $30 million owed by from Houston still, and however that gets negotiated out. But I'm telling you, everything that we've talked about here falls into what this guy is, if he can clear the fog and become somewhat of a player he was just 2 years ago. I don't know what happened down there in Houston. Maybe Dusty leaving was the problem, but
he's also 37. Hey, listen, that could be it, too.
You just need him for one season, right? You just need him for one season. Just be a stopgap. Hey, Miles, man, as always, we appreciate it.
I appreciate it, fellas. Hope you guys have a good weekend.
There you go.
You too, man. Thanks
Miles
a lot
Garrett,
for the time.
Fox 5.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.